And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 30th of January, 2014. It's the birthday of the novelist and short story writer Shirley Hazzard, born Sydney, Australia, 1931, author of the novel The Transit of Venus. The historian and author Barbara Tuchman, born in New York City, 1912, best known for her book The Guns of August. It's the birthday of poet Richard Brautigan, born Tacoma, Washington, 1935, author of Trout Fishing in America. It was on this day in 1972 the British Army parachutists shot 27 unarmed civil rights demonstrators in Derry in Northern Ireland, an event known as Bloody Sunday. 13 people died. Half of them were teenagers. Many of them were shot in the back. And it's the birthday of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, born Hyde Park, New York, 1882. It was a difficult birth, and as a result, Franklin Roosevelt was a very indulged only child. He was educated at home by private tutors until he left to go to prep school at the age of 14. He went on to Harvard, where he had an active social life, participated in many extracurricular activities, did not get such good grades. He got married, went off to law school, entered the political arena in 1910. Franklin Roosevelt possessed an easy confidence, a very optimistic outlook, a zest for life even in his darkest days, even after he was diagnosed with polio in 1921. Until he died in 1945, Roosevelt never gave up hope of a complete recovery from polio and managed to conceal the extent of his paralysis from the public for the rest of his life. Elected president in 1932, steering the country through the Great Depression, World War II, he still had time for stamp collecting and playing cards, bird watching, swimming in a pool he had built at the White House, always held a nightly cocktail hour for his associates, loved to be surrounded by people, sometimes gave parties at which he would lead his guests in an impromptu sing-along. He hosted teas, children's parties, dances, game nights, cocktail parties. In 1936, it was estimated the Roosevelts had 28,000 visitors that year alone. Here's a poem for today by Jack Riddle entitled The Reunion. The last time I saw them, we were young. Ginny was a cheerleader. Ben was getting A's in trig. Tonight we glance at name tags around the cheese tray. We say, of course I remember you. Yes, 4 years ago. Things are better now. No, she never graduated. Moved. I don't know where. We look good. The food is just fine. The music brings it all back, and we dance the latest steps across our brains' prom floor. It's all the same, and nothing is. We're still dumb kids, just gray and tame. If we had to do it again, we'd get it right. Some are sure they got it right the first time. They ask for another Manhattan, dry martini, scotch on the rocks. They glisten in their tans. They watch the rest of us, the ones with comb-overs, two divorces, the ones who look for lower gas prices, a good night's sleep, group tours. A poem by Jack Riddle, The Reunion, from Practicing to Walk Like a Heron, published by Wayne State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles, assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.